USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday. The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door to door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of work. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett says a couple of recovery workers have had to go to the hospital recently.
We did have two individuals, you know, that were injured. One was cardiac in nature and was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. The other individual was one of the task force members, which received a laceration. They required some sutures, but is stable and all right as well.
Search and rescue teams working 12-hour shifts daily. Republicans from around the United States are converging on Dallas, Texas for the second Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as CPAC, this year. The conference, as with the event CPAC held in Orlando in February, is going to be headlined by former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son and chief surrogate, set to speak later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former NFL superstar's daughter will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goals going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focus on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on and not be affected by anybody else.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer will seek clearance from U.S. regulators in the coming weeks to distribute a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine to heighten protection against infections as new virus strains rise. The company said it plans to start clinical trials in August of the new updated version of its vaccine that would better protect against the Delta variant. The CDC saying, though, as of right now, a booster shot is not necessary. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.